Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Have you ever wondered why some people seem to find love with great ease? And for others, maybe yourself, seems like a lot of work. Some people, what, are they lucky? Do they settle? Did they find the one? Did they just decide they weren't going to look anymore? How does it happen that some people can get love and you're not able to? And you know, at some point in time, you start to think, this isn't even fair. I'm doing everything right. Why is it not happening for me? I'm going to read something from one of my followers. I can move the screen down properly. Hang on here. Christina writes, "Hey, Susan, your videos have saved me from a lot of tears. I'm in the dating field for 2 years. I've been on the dating apps and also meeting guys in person. Unfortunately, still didn't find the one. Lately, I've been feeling some kind of shame of still being single and for actively looking for a relationship. I don't want to look desperate. Can you find love without searching for it?" Yes, no, and maybe. Okay, here's the answer. Let me cover a couple things that were said in this, first of all. One, none of us should feel guilty for being single. We shouldn't feel shame for trying and doing our best, because so many of you are in therapy, you are watching the videos, you're learning how to be a great partner, you're taking communication courses, you're out there trying, you deserve to win. That is true, you absolutely do, and you're doing everything possible to make that happen. So it seems odd that somebody that just kind of bumbles their way through life and doesn't have a whole lot of forethought ends up with a partner. But here's the part that you're not thinking about. I've heard a lot of people tell me, oh, I found my one, because I asked them, how did you do it? And sometimes it was simple because, one, there weren't a lot of prospects for either one of them. Two, they met by chance, looked at each other and thought, why not? It wasn't like a lot of forethought went into this thing. They didn't overwork it. So you're thinking, oh, well, if I don't work at it, then that's good. Actually, it's a little bit different. Working on it simply means that you are working on yourself and you are clarifying the vision that you want. Because a lot of people end up in a relationship because they take what's there. They take what's offered. And they just want a warm body. And it's true. I've had this conversation with a lot of clients. Sometimes the bar is so low, they just want another human being in their bed. That's it. Live, breathe, don't bother me too much. Be an okay person, have some little job, that's it. I'm good. But if you're on a channel like this, you're on YouTube, you're listening to podcasts, you're studying, you're reading, you want more than just a human body. You want a relationship with somebody special. Somebody in your case, Christine, you've called the one. And this is important. That means a special match that resonates on a lot of levels. Now, because you have greater requirements that this person match you on a lot of levels, it's not going to be everybody that comes around the corner. So yes, your process will be a little bit harder. Okay? Never feel ashamed for being single. And never feel ashamed for wanting to be in a relationship. That's like somebody feeling ashamed or scared to say, I want to be married and have kids. Maybe it's not so fashionable, but you want what you want, right? I'm a monogamist. I'm not going to make any excuses for that. I want what I want. And if that's not it, I don't want it, right? It's simple. It's like ordering off of a menu. Some things you don't want to change. So you have certain standards for what you want in your vision. And those of you listening who can relate to this story, yeah, I know you've got a girlfriend that got some guy. And she seems to have one effortlessly, and she probably doesn't care that much about it. That's not her issue. That's not her thing. That's not where she's putting all of her attention. You're climbing a different mountain. She's got her own challenges, maybe not in that area. Maybe you've got a guy friend and he seems to always get the girls. He seems to always get the guys, the girls, whatever. And you're thinking, God, it's so easy for him. And maybe that's true. But we can't compare their race with your race. And we can't compare because you have your own set of standards, what you want, and how you want to create this relationship dynamic. Now, the question about wanting it, does it impede you? Does it help you? I think I've answered this in another video before because it's not the first time I've had this question asked. So we always hear that love happens when we're not looking for it, meaning when we're not tense. You're smart enough to know not to be desperate. Desperation, it's pungent. They can feel it when we're desperate. So if you feel that you are so exhausted from the dating process that you are just ready to evacuate, then do yourself a favor. Go dark on the apps for a while. Get out in nature. Get away from all of it. Don't even think about it. Just clear your mind of all that junk. And don't let anything trigger you. Just done. And when you feel refreshed, come back with a new set of eyes. Look at these things again and see if there's anything that you want, right? It's going to come in its own time. And how do we know that being securely single isn't the optimal choice for you now? Maybe it's you. Maybe it's the universe conspiring to help you out. We don't know. Are you able to focus on anything else? If you're not able to focus on anything other than having a relationship, you've got a codependency issue that you have to work out with a therapist, because that means that you are putting all of your hopes and dreams into this magical person who's going to come in and make your life better. And the only one who's going to make your life better is you. The only one. So we need to really examine what we are creating in our mind will be the outcome of this person. And as I've said so many times before, it's just your life with another person. It's not a dramatically different life. It's still going to be you. Maybe you live in a better place. Maybe you have a better home. Maybe you meet cooler people. I don't know. Maybe you don't. So we keep thinking that there's this magic bullet called a relationship. It's going to solve all of our loneliness, all of our insecurities, that person's going to be the balm that we've been waiting for. And it's just not like that. Ask anybody who met the one 7 years and more into their relationship. And they'll say the same thing. I love my partner. God, there are days when I'm telling you, do you know what they did the other day? So this is the reality. Lighten up on it. Lighten up on yourself. And it happens a lot easier and with a lot less effort. What we do is we tailor the design. We take the actions, but we let go. We let go of the outcome. That's the trick to it. Hope that helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you like this, subscribe to the channel, give me comments, write a review. If you're listening to this on the Susan Winter Show, let me know that you like it. I'd love to hear from you. Check out the website, SusanWinter.net. A lot of great resources, plus how to contact me for a consultation. And happy dating. Thank you.